You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Complementary currencies have been in use for hundreds of years. During this time of economic uncertainty in which the prevailing system is failing so many, such mechanisms come into their own as a means to reinforce local economies and empower community. One such system that has had success closer to home is Calgary dollars, modeled on the Ithaca hours of New York State. First introduced in 1996 as the Beau Chinook Hour, it is currently utilized by over 700 local businesses, community groups, and individuals as a means to exchange goods and services. While not legal tender, it's become part of the cultural landscape in Calgary. To help us understand the origins and the future of this system, we're joined this morning by Melissa Centofanti of the Arusha Center, a collectively run social justice organization. And she joins us on the phone this morning from Calgary. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here this morning.
It's great to be here. It's kind of nice that Calgary Dollars has a wide reach, being known in Vancouver.
What was the impetus for the creation of a complementary currency in Calgary?
Well, what had happened is the Arusha Center was an international social justice organization, and at the point when Calgary Dollars began, they were shifting their focus from aiding those internationally to actually looking at their local community and what was needed locally in Calgary.
What are some of the advantages of complementary currency versus a central legal tender?
Well, our currency system is not exchangeable. So in order to get those local dollars, the Calgary dollars, you have to earn them. And so our philosophy is that everyone has something of value to offer to their community that is, you know, worthy of earning dollars. So basically our money is backed by people and not by debt. So I would say that's the main advantage of using a local currency.
I'm going to step back here a little bit because I realize I don't actually know the actual mechanics of acquiring a Calgary dollar or spending a Calgary dollar, how that actual exchange works. Maybe you could just kind of walk us through what that might look like.
Sure. There's probably two main scenarios for using Calgary dollars. So one option is Calgarians can go online to our listing system, which is connected to our website, and they can register within our system and become a member. And then when they register and they post an advertisement and fill out a survey, once they've done all those things, they actually receive 20 Calgary dollars because when every person that enters the system, we can actually increase the circulation of the money. So we have the bank. We call it the bank. So that's our printed money that we sort of our reserve. And then we offer new members $20, and that's so that they can give change in Calgary dollars. Because when they're making a transaction in complementary currency, you're not required to accept 100% Calgary dollars, but you can. And so if someone is paying in half Canadian dollars and half local currency, then they can make change in that local currency because they're not really attached to each other. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you're an individual, you register, you post your ad online, and then, you know, people respond to the ad based on their needs for goods and services. So that's one way to participate. Second way to participate is we do a market the second Monday of every month at the Beau Cliff Senior Center. And so there is it's a really great meeting place. You can meet each other. If you haven't earned Calgary dollars yet, you can set up a table and put out your goods and earn some Calgary dollars. And most of the trading happens during those markets, and it's a very sort of social setting. There's an opportunity to purchase dinner for $7. It's a real community-based monetary system.
Do you always earn dollars through an exchange of goods, or are there other ways to earn dollars?
Yeah, you can do it through services or even renting out products. Like I have a juicer that I offer for rent for Calgary dollars. So if someone usually has time or, you know, money to offer, right? And so, and sometimes people with limited time can contribute in other ways. But so you can purchase services such as like bookkeeping services or massage. Like there's quite a few services as well. So you don't always have to have, you know, goods that you're selling. But handmade products sell really well within the system
too. So what kinds of businesses and groups? Then you've mentioned some, but what's the range of business and groups that can make use of Calgary dollars?
Well, the largest business we have is a company called Community Natural Foods here in Calgary. They have three locations, and they're basically a grocery store. Now, because they are so large, they control the amount of Calgary dollars they're accepting by selling gift certificates at our market. So in order to use Calgary dollars at Community Natural Foods, you actually have to buy the gift certificates at our markets with those Calgary dollars. There's also Calgary Transit offers a limited number of bus tickets, so you can buy bus tickets for Calgary dollars at our markets as well. But then we have smaller businesses like a place called Ground Effects, and Michael, who owns Ground Effects, is sort of a great community-minded individual who, I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but he used to source his own wheat and make his own flour for his pizza, for instance. And he's very active in community movements as well. So from and then there's, you know, the individual who sets up a table who has a small, business selling their artwork. So they may have some paintings and some handmade bags and handmade products. So it's everyone from micro businesses to the sort of larger community natural foods type business as well.
Now, I lived in Calgary at one time, and we all know that Calgary's economic landscape is really, it's dominated by large resource-based corporations. How's the city's business community responded to Calgary dollars?
Well, really, the response is mixed, mostly positive. We like to think that our community is a bit of a we're pro community and not pro corporation. So we've kind of created an alternative for Calgarians that they don't have to always go with the big chains, that if they source out our website and look for local products first, it's an alternative to their buying habits.
Is there a possibility for the range and scope of the currency to expand?
We are looking at, currently we're not trying to overstep our abilities, but we look at expansion as being a way of kind of traveling around to different community centers and offering our markets in more locations. As you know, Calgary is quite big geographically, and so possibly have traveling around to different quadrants of the city so that marginalized individuals who have, you know, transportation barriers can actually access our community. Because online works, but when you're a part of a community and you have FaceTime, then it's you're more invested in the project as well.
It sounds like there's a lot of community benefits to something like Calgary dollars. Are there also benefits to empowering people in terms of their own personal economics from using the dollars?
For sure. I can use the example of one of our members who responded to an ad of an individual looking for some house cleaning. And eventually, from that one response to that ad, she has actually started a small business offering house cleaning because it's an in-demand sort of service, and all with natural products as well. So, so her personal situation has improved just based on being involved in the markets on a monthly basis and as well just, you know, responding to someone who had a need out there. And so it's a really neat story.
Well, it's been great talking with you this morning, Melissa. Thanks so much for telling us about Calgary Dollars.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Melissa Centofanti. She's a member of the Arusha Center in Calgary. And for further information on this topic, you can visit calgarydollars.ca and complementarycurrency.org.